When I first thought about what I was going to say, I both had no idea what I wanted to talk about, and I had too much to say. The Easter story has a lot of important things and symbolisation that I'm sure we'll all cover here tonight. So I sat down and I thought about every memory that I have about the Easter service, Easter story. Every Easter service I've gone to that I can remember, every time it's come up in conversation. And the thing that always stuck out to me can be found in Matthew chapter 27, verses 45-51. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing there heard this, they said, he's calling Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar and put it on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him. And when Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The fact that the moment Jesus died on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn in two. Now this curtain wasn't just the normal curtain that you find on your window at home. It was huge, tall, thick and heavy that let in no light. And it separated the most holiest place in the temple from the rest of the congregation, and only the priest of the temple was allowed to go in. The most important part of what I just said was it separated. This curtain separated us from God. We were distant from him, and he was more like a king than a father, even though he's both. But we didn't have a proper relationship with him. And the curtain tearing symbolises that the barrier stopping us from truly knowing God was no more, and that our relationship with him could be stronger than ever. Even though I find that as a truly wonderful and amazing thought, a thing that puzzles me is that if both God and us wanted to be closer, why weren't we? The answer to that question is simply one word, sin. As humans, we're covered in it, and compared to God who is spotless, I can see why the curtain was formed. But what went on in the Easter story that changed all that can be explained in a simple analogy that I was told in youth alpha. Imagine that we all have white t-shirts, and the moment we're born, we're given a new spotless white t-shirt. But as we go through life, no matter how hard we try, our t-shirt becomes dirty, dirty with sin. When we reach the end of our lives, our t-shirts were far from the white clean ones they once were. They have holes and rips in, they're covered in stains of dirt and grease and ink. When we're at the gates of heaven, we meet Jesus at the door in his spotless, clean, white t-shirt. Because our t-shirts are dirty, we can't pass through the gates and be with God. So Jesus takes off his clean t-shirt and offers it to us, and takes one in return. And Jesus has a huge wardrobe filled with white t-shirts, 7 billion altogether currently, which must have cost a lot, even at Primark. He has one clean white t-shirt for each and every one of us, so we can be with God in heaven. And we don't have to wait until we are at the gates. We can ask Jesus any time in our lives to swap t-shirts and live in a life of God rather than a life of sin. When I was younger, I always struggled with having this amazing, unbreakable relationship with God that I'm talking about today. Because I can see or interact with him like my parents or my friends. He was this God that I worshipped through song and heard of his unbelievable stories every Sunday. But he wasn't the father that he talks about in the Bible. I had quite a short attention span and I could get easily distracted. So the help I was offered with this never really got through the life of the busyness of a life of a 6, 7, and 8-year-old. But I remember that one Easter Sunday, I'm not sure which one, that our minister was talking at the front of the church with me on the floor with the other children. And I don't remember much of that day or of that preach, but one part that stands vividly in my memory was the verse of Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. At that moment, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and it finally made a path through the traffic around me and into my head, that Jesus died so I could be closer to God and be with my Father in heaven. This verse changed my thinking. Jesus died for me so I could be closer together, closer to God and know him better. Yeah. that I was worth dying for, so I could be with my Father in heaven. And I'm sure that thought was with me somewhere near the front of my mind when I was baptised a couple of years later on January 27th, 2013 at the age of 10, even though so much emotion and happiness was around me that could cloud my thoughts. Without that verse that's probably overlooked by so many when they tell the Easter story, I wouldn't be who I am today. This verse, out of the hundreds of thousands that there are, 31,102 to be exact, means quite a bit to me, and I hope it will mean something to all of you as well. So my ending point today is going back to the analogy that we need to decide to give up our dirty t-shirts, covered in sin, and take Jesus' clean one instead. And also, no matter what we are, who we are or what we've done, God still loves us and wants to have a stronger, unbreakable relationship with us that is filled with emotion and adventure and means that we never have to be alone. Let us pray. Dear God, help us to give up our t-shirts in exchange to be eternally with you and have a stronger relationship with you that will be unbreakable. Give us strength so we can help those who need to know you give up their t-shirts. Let us and everyone else know that we are loved so much that Jesus died for us so we can be close to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening.